This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been considering the challenge of faith seen in the lives of those mentioned in Mark 16. Once being reproved by Jesus for their lack of faith and stubborn refusal to believe the witness of those who saw him alive, Jesus further challenged their faith by commissioning them to go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation, verse 15. Once their faith was back in focus and firmed up, they were sent forth to call others to trust in Jesus Christ, his death for their sins and his victorious resurrection. Jesus promised he would be with them and make his presence and activity evident through miraculous signs. His promise in verse 16 was, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." Faith is critical here. If you don't believe, there is no salvation. If you do believe, you will be saved. A well-known commentator, Robertson, makes the following comment on baptism in this verse. The omission of baptized with, quote, does not believe, end quote, would seem to show that Jesus does not make baptism essential to salvation. Condemnation rests on disbelief, not on baptism. So salvation rests on belief. Baptism is merely the picture of the new life, not the means of securing it, end of quote. Clearly, one who is saved by faith should be baptized as a testimony of that faith experience and assurance. The faith lesson for the disciples is this: they will find both those who will believe and those who will not. Their faith was to be expressed in their obedience to preach the good news to all and leave the results with God.